Blackstone Audio presents The Long-Legged Fly by James Salas. To Karen. Part 1, 1964. 1. "Hello, Harry." His sick eyes slid in the light. He was wearing a corduroy coat over a denim shirt, chinos bagged out at knee and butt, pant legs too long, cuffs frayed. They'd all seen better days, clothes and man alike. Harry had always been a sharp dresser, people said. They even used the word natty. But now Skag and his own errant heart had got him.
"Carl?"
His voice was an emphysematous whisper. Even now, a cigarette dangled out the side of his mouth. It waggled up and down as he talked.
"I got the money, man. Business as usual, right? Just like you said."
A rumbling cough deep in his chest. "No rush, Harry. Be cool. There's plenty of time. Let up a little. Enjoy life." The yard lights were behind me, and he squinted at the shadow moving toward him. Not that it would have made much difference. He didn't know me from Earl Long. "And anyhow, first I want to tell you a story." "You like stories, Harry?" Behind us, oil derricks heaved and rested. Heaved and rested. Magazine Street, 10:15, Saturday night, about a month ago.